Isaiah, the 40th chapter, that you've already heard, and you're hearing verses 28 through 31. And I'd like to thank Nakia for doing such a masterful job this morning. Hallelujah. We got to train our young people not to be fearful, but to stand before the people of God and do what you can and know that God will bless you for all of your endeavors. The Bible declares this morning, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." St. Luke 12:35-36. The Bible declares, "Let your lines be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. When he will return from the wedding, and when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately." Mm-hmm. Lastly, Job 14:14 says, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come." Mm-hmm. Based on those verses this morning, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." We ought to use the thought of subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, waiting is not wasting. Waiting is not wasting. How many of you are hanging on this morning? Hallelujah. How many of you ever had your back up against the wall? Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to do, what your next move might have to be. But somehow or another, you just got to hang on in there. You got to know that God is going to come to your rescue. Hallelujah. How many of you know trouble just don't last always? But if you hang on and hang in there and know that God will do everything that he said that he would do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for how our choir is lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. That is such a befitting song this morning to tie in with our message, because if you're hanging on, then you're waiting. And while you're waiting, I want you to know that it's not wasted. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just hang on in there. And know that if you believe in the power of a loving God, that God will come to your rescue. And I'm so excited because I know who God is. And I know this morning that I'm in the midst of a people that somebody else in the house know who God is. And God has done some things for you that nobody else could do. And just when you needed the Lord the most, he just sort of stepped right into your situation. You begin to wonder, "Lord, how did you know that I need you to come in right now? Because I was ready to throw my hands up in despair, but somehow, in some way, you just stepped right on in that mess that I was in. And you made a way out of no way. And I don't know about you, but I just got to give my God praise." Did anybody come to praise the Lord this morning? See, it may not be that many, but the Bible declares where two or three gather in his name. And we are here in the name of the power and the love of a mighty God. And I believe we're going to make the devil a lie this morning. How many of you know that even on a cloudy day, we can let the sunshine lift up in our soul? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Don't nobody know like you know, and God knows what you had to go through from last Sunday to this moment right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the praises go up, your blessings will come down. Anybody come looking for a blessing this morning? I don't know about you, but I came looking for one. But I realized that when I came in, I was already a blessing. Hallelujah. I don't have to look and wait on it. It's already here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just to be able to give my God praise is a blessing. For my brain to tell my arm to go up and they go up, it's a blessing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't need my neighbor to pray for me. I don't need my neighbor to praise him for me. I can praise him for myself. And I declare this morning, I'm not going to let no rock cry out for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So those of you that are going through, hang on in there. He's worthy. He's worthy this morning. He is worthy this morning. Not only this morning, but he's worthy every morning. But when nobody's there, when the choir not there, when Doug's not there, when I'm not there, how many can open up your eyes in your bedroom and give your God some praise? Lord, I just want to thank you for waking me up this morning. Yes, sir. If there ever was a time that we owe God some praise, it's right now. Yes, sir. He's good this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to praise him while we can. You see how it don't take much to feel better about who God is. Shake that devil off this morning. Yes, sir. God is a merciful God. That bless us, allowed us to be in this household of faith on October the 29th in our Lord 2017, 2 months away from the end of another year, a year that seemed like it had passed by so quickly. But as we sort of reflect back, we can find this morning that many things have happened in these last 10 months. We've had good days and bad days. We had some times when we might have not even thought that we were going to make it. But if you're in here this morning, you can say, I'm still here. Not by my own goodness, not by my own merit, but it's in him I live, I breathe, and I have my being, and I know whom I belong to. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel better already. Regardless to what we've had to deal with thus far, God has kept his promise. God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake thee. God said that I'll go with you all the way. So ever since we had watch night service, and we started the year off right here, many of us right here around this altar, and God has been with us every step of the way. God knows we had some rough times, some of us, but a lot of us have had some good times. See, sometimes we dwell too much on our downtime. We got to thank God for the uptime. It's good to know that you had some things that you've gone through, but the good thing is that you went through. That's why David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, we're in that valley under the shadow right now. So many of us get so angry and we get our temperature all raised up and we get all bent out of shape because of what that man up in the White House say and what he do. But he is not our God. You ask me, he need God. I'm not able, I'm not big enough, I'm not high enough on the status quo to actually give him a personal message to let him know that he needs God, but I can talk to God in his behalf. Don't worry yourself about things that you don't have control of. You can't even control some of the folk in your house. So how are you going to control the man in the White House? Tell God all about it. Hang in there. Wait on the Lord. Everybody will have their day. And God knows his day is coming. It's coming. Woohoo, glory. I don't want to sit in judgment. But one thing about it, if you don't do right by folk, what goes around comes around. And money can't protect you. Money can't keep you out of the gutter. You may be able to live in a penthouse, but you can still go through hell in that house. As we continue the course of life on today, know that yesterday has already come and gone. Most of us have been in Lexington long enough that we got sense enough that we don't go pay $6 for a barbecue sandwich, but we can wait to Monday and get it for a couple dollars cheaper. Sometimes it's good to be in the crowd, and if you just wanted to go downtown and walk around, that's all right. And if you even wanted to buy barbecue, that was your $6 or $7, whatever it was. I didn't get up there yesterday. Had barbecue anyhow. Jesse James sent me the works. Didn't cost me $6, $2. He said, I don't know why he called me his daddy, and he older than I am. He told my daughter, take this to my daddy. So I ate barbecue skin, slaw, barbecue chicken. Didn't even come out the house. Tell me God, not a good God. Always know that if you treat folk right, there's always somebody that got your best interest at heart. We got to be able to know that even though yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised to any of us, so it behooves us to make the best of today. Another day that the Lord has made, another day that we should rejoice and be glad. And it's a joy to be in this place one more time. Another fifth Sunday when we have witnessed and experienced the gifts and the talents of our young people. Whether we have any children or grands participating or not, it should still lift up our spirits to see and hear God moving in the lives of our hope for tomorrow. That we are obligated to love and to train them and to let them know that they are of worth in kingdom building. And not only tomorrow, but they are used to be God for God today. God has given them a brain and a heart, arms and legs, the same as he did us. And they got to learn, and as early as possible, to offer their bodies as a living sacrifice. Paul said, holy and acceptable unto God, which is their reasonable service. So as they sing to us, as they read to us, as they stand before us and collect our money, as they walk up and down the aisle, we can't sit in judgment of them, but we must encourage them to keep on keeping on. We got to let them know this morning that they are not too young, that they are vessels that God will allow to use them. And they got to allow God to show them that all mankind, he is able to allow his spirit and his power to work in and through them. The Bible teaches us that when we say or think that we cannot do, there are a lot of us, whether we are young or whether we are old, there are a lot of things we very quickly we say, I can't do that. You ask some of them to pray and I can't pray. And then there are those that say, I can't pray like you pray. Well, you're not supposed to pray like I pray. You got to pray like you pray. You got to know that the same God that I talk to is the same God that you can talk to. You know, we taught our children a long time ago, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So there's nothing that they cannot do if they just allow themselves to step out on faith and give it a try. We got to trust and believe. And most importantly, we got to learn how to try something. There are those of us that have been in this thing for a mighty long time. And then there's still thoughts in our mind sometimes that we can't do this, that, or another. Young people got to trust in the Lord. And not only trust in God, but they got to believe in themselves. We got to know and remember that you are somebody. Whatever you want to be and wherever you want to go, all you got to do, despite what they say, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Doors have been opened. Opportunities are right there for you. You got to look and know that if you don't want to live in Lexington, that's all right. That there are some opportunities that are in other places. And in order to get in those other places, you know, I found out that if you want to live somewhere else, all you need is a job. And you can go try it out. If you don't like it, all you got to do is come on back home. Don't never confine yourself to a place. Don't never let nobody tell you that because you come from a small little town that you can't go to higher heights. We got some folk that come out of Lexington, North Carolina, that are doing some great things. And great thing don't mean that you got to be in the media, that you got to be on the television, that you got to be in the paper. Great things are just being a man or a woman that is able to take care of yourself and take care of your family and live a life that is full of joy and bliss. And sometimes all you need to have joy is just to be in the midst of those that you love. That's why some of us will never get out of Lexington, because we love our folk and we love this little town so much we ain't never going nowhere. I love to visit. I love to travel abroad. But everywhere I go, I've always thought about I can't wait till I get back home. And isn't it a funny how as soon as you get back home, you say, Lord, I wish I was where I just left from. We so confused, we don't know what we want to do. We spend our little coin and save our little coin to get away from here. Soon as we get away from here, and you know it's a bad thing now that we got all these little gadgets. I don't know why you go somewhere, and as soon as you get there, all you're doing is on that phone. Sometimes you ought to leave home at home. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on. But you know, social media is messing us up. There was a time when I wanted all my business to be my business. Now we can't go nowhere without the whole world knowing where you're at. We got to post it. We got to lay back. We got to put on our little nice digs. And then we want everybody to see how dressed up we are. Then we post it. And now everybody knows exactly where you are. Some things some folk don't need to know. And no harm in being there. No harm if you don't mind them knowing, that's all right. Because that don't mean that you're doing something that you don't have any business. But just sometimes your business is your business. I done found out ain't nothing I can do about it. Every time I take them girls somewhere, somebody say, I saw you at the beach. I don't have to post it. They post it for me. There was a time, and I'm going to move on, but there was a time when folk used to could sneak and dip and dab. Can't do that no more. Before you know it, your picture had been taken. Now they got that thing called Instagram. It immediately, it's out there live stream. Good on the one hand and so bad on the other. So mind what you do. The Bible tells us this morning that we are to have life. God wants us to have it more abundantly. So don't pay no attention to this old country preacher. Live your life. Enjoy your life. If God blessed you to have a gadget, whatever you want to do with your gadget, you do it. God wants you to have. We got to be very mindful that not only do he want us to have, but God also wants us to do things decent and in order. We got to let our young people know that they can't be limited to just thinking that this is all you're going to have, because God wants you to have more than that you have. And it's been said on many occasions, keep on reaching for the moon, that if you can't quite grab the moon, grab hold of a star and just keep on moving. Don't never stop in one place. Don't never get stagnant. Don't never get to a place where you feel like I can't move no farther. I've been in this thing now for almost 37 years, and I found out that there's so much that I don't know. But every day God gives me just a little bit more wisdom. Every day he gives me a little better understanding of some of the things that I read a long time ago that I didn't understand. Now I understand it better. So this morning, for a few minutes, I'd just like to talk to you about the process of waiting on God and realizing that you are not wasting your time. We got to know this morning that when I say waiting is not wasting, I'm talking about that when we are waiting on God, it's not wasting our time. Children of God, he is our Father. And there are times when, just like we ask our earthly Father for things or to do something, we also have to ask our Father who is in heaven, that blesses us here with the presence of his Holy Spirit. Now, as we well know, that the way that we communicate with God is through a thing called prayer. And when we pray, we must have faith and believe that he will answer our prayer. There any praying folk in the house this morning? I need to know that I got somebody that really knows exactly what I'm talking about. I know that we taught our children some type of prayer, and we taught them how to say grace before they eat, and we taught them the Lord's Prayer, and we've taught them that they ought to have a routine or a mindset to talk to the power of a loving God. But at their young age, they may not understand, but we got to plant that seed. That we have a Father that is able to do any and everything, some things that your earthly father cannot do. So we got to let them know and teach them that they can talk to God. They don't have to be a preacher to talk to God. They don't have to be an officer in the church to talk to God. The Bible tells us and lets us know this morning that everybody ought to pray. Pray without ceasing. We ought to pray in the morning, pray in the noonday, pray in the midnight hour. Hey, anybody prayed last night? See, sometimes even after you go down on bending knees and you lay down in the bed and you begin to think about your daily journey, the things that you want the Lord God to do, you find yourself laying right there in the bed and start just talking to him anyhow. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody know that you don't have to put your hand together and get down on bended knee just to pray? You don't have to have your eyes closed in order to pray, but you got to open up your mouth. And I found out that even if you don't open up your mouth, you can pray in your mind. Sometimes prayer is just thinking about what you want and need the Lord to do in your life. How many of us are very quickly say, I just don't know how to pray. Prayer is not just asking God for forgiveness, for doing something out of order. But prayer is also an appeal or a request to God. Whatever we need, sometimes we have to pray to God for direction. Lord, I don't know which way you want me to go this morning. But if we will listen to that small, still voice, that voice will speak to you. That voice will let you know that it's time to get up. That voice will let you know sometime that even though you slumber and you sleep, God has a way of being right there with you. Thank God. I thank God because surely I was sharing with Brother Warren on the way down. Early yesterday morning, I slumbered and I slept. And all of a sudden, I began to smell the scent of burning sugar. Something told me, better get up and go in there and check. Lo and behold, pot on the stove, just bubbling. Burn up. I said, girl, you're going to burn me up in my sleep. She was asleep. The baby was asleep. I had been asleep. But I got an angel watching over me. I got a God. They gave me a nose that I can smell. And all of a sudden, something just didn't smell right. Instead of being lazy and turning over like I would have done, something said, get up and go look. You know, the only thing I can say was, thank you, God. See, there's something that we take very lightly, but if we look at the big picture, it could have ended another way. We have to pray for more faith. We have to pray for the necessities of life. We got to pray for comfort or companionship there. Sometimes when you get lonely and there's nobody else there that lives in the house. Nobody's stopping by. Nobody's ringing the doorbell. Nobody's calling on the phone. But you can say, oh, Lord. And God will let his comforting spirit remind you that even though you're in here seemingly all by yourself, you are not by yourself. Am I talking to anybody? We have to pray to God for our desires and even our wants. Now, God said that I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. But there are also times where God loves us so much that God would even bless us with the desires of our heart. Prayer should be a priority. Prayer is a must. It is our most important and needed resource in our relationship with God. Prayer should be sincere and from the heart, not just lip service. Prayer is the greatest tool that we have in our Christian walk with God. Prayer is used as an instrument to pray and to let the Lord God know that we ourselves need him. We got to pray for ourselves, but we got to pray for others. We got to pray for our great nation. Then for those that say, I don't know how to pray. Well, if you can think, if you can talk, then you can pray. Jesus gives us instruction and he gave us the model of prayer, which we respectfully call the Lord's Prayer. Your children don't know how to pray. Let them look in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And in those verses, we get a model of how God wants us to pray. Jesus says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Don't worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow.
But Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And then the Bible declared that he said, forgive us our debts as we forgive also our debtors. So if you want forgiveness, you got to learn how to give forgiveness. Lead us not into temptation, but God deliver us from all evil. Why? Because thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. And Jesus said forever. Amen. Know that prayer this morning is a solemn request for help or an expression of thanks to God. Prayer is communication with God, which is personal. And so anybody that believes they can have a little talk with Jesus. I'm sure this morning that most of you have heard this statement, that he may not come when you want, but he's always on time. You see, when we pray, we got to be willing to wait on God. When I look at the words of David in the 27th division of Psalms, I like to pull verses 1, 5, 13, and 14. The Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? See, I don't have to worry about that because the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Then I love verse 5, for the Bible declared that David said, for in the time of trouble, trouble going to come. But in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Hallelujah, Jesus. In his mighty pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Then the Bible declares I had fainted. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Then David concludes that wait on the Lord. See, you got to wait. Anybody say wait? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And while you're waiting, God will strengthen your heart. David said, wait, I say, on the Lord. You see, God let David know that he had unconditional trust in a God that was his light, a God that was his salvation, a God that gave him his strength. A God that when he had trouble in his life, all he had to do was call on the name of the Lord and he knew that he would be saved. Then he asked God, give me patience enough to be able to wait. Some of us are too impatient. We got to learn that if we wait on God, God will work things out. Then the prophet Isaiah, as he addressed the children of Israel, reminding them that God was the creator. God is the one that has all power. That they didn't need to have any fear because of their problem with their oppressors, because God had been there for a mighty long time. And even though they were being in captivity for many, many years, he wanted to encourage them that God will deliver them and avenge them. To those that lack both stamina and strength, he grants all that they need for constant progress and spiritual attainment. Prevail that if they trust in the power of God, if they wait on him in expectation, and for the prayer, he says, has thou not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faint if not, neither is he weary. There's no searching of his understanding. The God I'm talking about giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth your strength. When I am weak, God will make me strong. When I don't know what to do, God tell me exactly how I ought to do it. Then the Bible said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. See, that little man back there that run that football, he can run for a mighty long time. But by the time he gets to the end zone, he's tired and he's out of breath. So even though he's young and can run real fast and got so much stamina, he still can get weary. Young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. See, realize if you go and sit on the bench for a little while, when it's time for him to get back up and run the ball again, he got strength back in his body. Then he can take off like a jet one more time. Talking about a God this morning that will increase your strength. A God will give you your power back. A God that knows exactly what you're going through. So you got to have expectation. In order for to ask the Lord that God will do what I need him to do. But there was a man. Man by the name of Job. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. See, he realized that he was looking for some hope. Because at this particular time, Job was suffering. Anybody ever suffered? Anybody ever been down and out? Job started off this chapter by saying, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. But those days are full of trouble. See, Job was a just man. Job was perfect and upright. One that feared God and eschewed evil. Job was a family man. A rich man that was prosperous. But God allowed Satan to attack Job. Stripped him of everything that he had. Then when he couldn't get to Job because of taking all of the things around him, he allowed the enemy to attack his body. There are times when the devil can't get to you. And if he don't get you one way, he'll try you another way. But if I was to answer Brother Job this morning, I'd tell Job, yes, you shall live again. Because when you believe in the power of a loving God, you got to know that everything is going to be all right. See, I want to tell Brother Job that out of all of your pain, out of all of your suffering, the God that sits high and look down low, he's right there with you right now. And I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that ever had to go through something? Job said, until my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes. I just stopped by to tell somebody that there is a purpose and a reason why you got to wait and hold on and hold out for the power of a loving God. I stopped by to tell somebody that we are not here to live forever. For every one of us in the house this morning, there's a time that we got to leave this old place. But I'm just so glad this morning that I believe in the power of prayer. We got to pray and we got to keep on watching. For the Bible declared, when the Son of Man shall come, nobody know the day nor the hour. I just want to know, are you ready this morning? Are you ready for the return of Jehovah? You see, God came one time, and he came in the flesh, and he came in the word of God. But he stood on Calvary's hill. He gave up the life, and he died, and he went back to glory. But I heard the Lord God say, I'm coming back again. I'm coming back again. And I want to know, will you be ready? Is anybody ready this morning? Is anybody waiting on the Lord? I want to let you know that while you're waiting, you are not wasting time. For I heard the Bible say that if I hold on and hold out, that everything is going to be all right. When I look here at the word of God, the Bible says, let your line be girded about and let your lights be burning. Anybody got the lamb trim? Anybody light still burning? Don't let your light go out, because God may come in the middle of the night. He might come exactly when you don't expect him to come. In that day and time, they wore these robe-looking garments, and they had to take the belt of the robe, tuck it down in their belt, so they could get ready. You see, if I got to get ready to run, I don't need all this robe in my way. So I got to line and girt myself up. I got to tie up some things. I got to be ready for physical running. I got to be ready to get ready for the Lord. For the Bible said, and ye yourself that unto men, learn how to wait on the Lord. For he will come and he's going to return. After he come back from the wedding feast, will you be ready when the Lord come and knocking? He said, if you're ready, you'll open up the door immediately. You can't say I'll be there in a minute. You can't say I'll open up the door after a while. But when the Lord get ready, you got to move. Anybody ready to move? Anybody watching and waiting? Anybody know that you're waiting on the power of a loving God? The Bible declares that the blessed are they that wait on the Lord. Got the lamp trimmed and burning. Know that God may come at the second hour. He might come at the third watch. Whether it's at the midnight hour, 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to be ready. I want to be ready when my God comes. And when the Lord God comes, he shall come like a thief in the night. But I come to tell somebody that if you're waiting on the power of God, be ye therefore ready, for you don't know when he's going to come. But I'm so glad that God is true to his word. God is coming back to get us. God is coming back to get us. Take us out of this old world. Take us out of all of our mess. No more pain. No more suffering. No more heartache. Every day will be a day of joy. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I got God in my life. I'm so glad that he woke me up this morning. I'm so glad that I got my ears open. I got my eyes open. I woke up thinking, my God, I'm going to pray to the Lord. And while I pray to God, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes. I've been down this year, but while I was down, I was looking up to the hill, and I was waiting for my change to come. And God stepped into that situation and made everything all right. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I may run. I might get away with it. I might feel like I'm ready to give up. But something down on the inside, keep on telling me to go ahead. There's somebody in the house this morning. Your body done got tired. Your mind done got tired. But in your heart, you're holding on. You're holding out. And you know God will. How many of you know God will? How many know that God has? How many know that God is right there blessing you in your situation? Waiting is not wasting. Because in the meantime, when I pray to God and I'm waiting on my answer, I'm not wasting time. I'm going to do what I can while I can. And then when God comes, because I know he's on the way. I know he's on the way. And when he get there and answer my prayer, I'm going to have a little dance. I'm going to give my God joy. Because I know can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm so glad that I can give my God praise. For I know what God can do. I heard somebody say that you got to go through something to tell somebody what the Lord can do. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. And he'll do it for you. Waiting is not wasting. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and he will do whatever you need him to do. Tell that devil he's a liar and the truth is not in him. I'm going to wait until my change comes.